Prescription Shop, Fort Street in Buffalo. Stop on in. They are proud supporters of Community Speaks. This is Community Speaks on Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in the studio this morning from the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, Jennifer McCormick and Mark Smith. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
It's great to be here.
Absolutely. We are going to chat about this morning coming up. Middle of March, March 16th and 17th, a Friday and Saturday. It's the Johnson County Small Business Expo. This is the 15th year of this event, and it mm-hmm. seems like every year you've had a good turnout for the event.
We do have a good turnout. We get a lot of good vendors. We get 400 to 500 people a day coming through.
Yeah, it's definitely nice, and for a lot of these vendors, these small businesses, they may not have storefronts, they may have online businesses, work out of their home, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity for them to get their name out there, let people in the community know that they have that business.
Yeah, it's great for exposure for them.
It really works well for home-based businesses, too. Like, I think we were talking about that a little bit the other day. A lot of people that don't have storefront kind of thing, this is a real opportunity for them to get out and meet the people and have people see their products and what they do.
Absolutely. And this is going on at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center again this mm-hmm. year?
Yep. Yes, sir.
And we want people to come on out because there's more than just seeing the businesses, there's prizes. Pretty much everyone who has a booth has some sort of giveaway. I know the Chamber has a number of the big giveaways mm-hmm. going on. It's there's a lot of fun for people here as well.
There is. We have prizes for vendors only, and then we have prizes just for people who come through and enter.
Yeah. So, and you've got a total of 70 booth spaces available. Do you still have some of those spaces?
We do. We have about 30 left.
Okay. So if people want to go about that, if they want to join, how do they do that?
Just contact the Chamber at 684-5544.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you probably want to do that fairly soon because they're starting to go pretty fast the closer we get to it.
Yeah, they are.
So if you want to be in the show, you might want to get out and get your booth taken care of real quick.
Absolutely. And I like the times that you do this. On Friday, you start at 3 in the afternoon, go till 7 at night, so you can get people that get off work at different times. Then also on Saturday, starts at 9 in the morning, runs until 3 o'clock. Those time frames really give the community a chance to get there, regardless of what their work schedule might
be. Yeah, regardless of your work schedule, if you want to go, there's a time you can be there. And we also have our Chamber after hour or business after hours on Friday okay. at the Expo.
Yeah, this is Buffalo. Nobody works normal hours anyway.
Right? I know, right? So
everybody's
just come
working.
And go.
So hopefully everybody get an opportunity, you know, to get out and get to the show.
Absolutely. And 15 years of this. Now, when you first started this, I don't know, I don't think either one of you were here with the Chamber 15 no. years ago.
I had just moved to Buffalo 15 okay. years ago.
Yeah. Well, in the time you've been there, Mark, I know you're fairly new to the Buffalo
Yeah, I just started
Chamber.
My 6th month the other day, so. Yeah.
Jennifer, have you noticed that in the time you've been there that the turnout's been better each year for whether it be, you know, the public coming in and the amount of vendors?
It gets better every year.
Yeah.
It really does. It just gains more traction every year.
Absolutely. So people can come on out and check that. It's called the Best Little Expo in Wyoming for a reason. We're going to have some live radio coverage. We're going to be doing some live broadcasts from mm-hmm. the event both Friday and Saturday. Want people to stop by our booth because, you know, we'll have some sort of giveaway. I haven't decided what we're going to give away at our table just yet. But I'm doing something new for the kids this year, too. You know, parents bring their kids along, and sometimes there's not a lot for the kids to do. Well, they can send them by our radio station booth. I'm going to bring a little laptop, a microphone, set up some liners for the kids so they can, like, record them, and then we're going to play them over the air so they can hear them and their parents can hear the kids on the air.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, something fun for the kids because, like I mentioned, we'll see it all the time. Parents come in with the kids, and the parents are interested, but the kids are just kind of running around.
Kids get bored. Yeah. They don't care.
That's right.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
So, we'll see if we can get a bunch of people to come on out for the event. As you mentioned, you've got about 30 spaces left, so more than half the spaces have been filled up. We mm-hmm. talked about what a great event this is for the small businesses to get their name out there here in Johnson County. And this, this isn't just for Buffalo either, is it? If
no.
someone's got something going down in KC or in the general area, this is a good
spot.
Yeah,
we get vendors from over in Sheridan. Yeah. We've got vendors from Gillette.
Yeah.
Just because it's called Johnson County doesn't mean you have to be in Johnson County with your business.
No, we're not barring anyone because of their location.
Okay, so people can come on out, and as I mentioned, a lot of the vendors have those giveaways at their table, which makes this a really fun event.
It does.
And so, Jennifer, for maybe someone who hasn't been to the event, doesn't know anything about it, what would you tell them to kind of get them to come on out and check out the event?
Well, there's a lot of different vendors. You discover all kinds of new things. There are products every year that I didn't know existed in Buffalo.
Yeah. And it's nice because it also promotes shopping local.
It does.
Which I know everybody enjoys, but especially in small communities like this, in order to keep a lot of these mom and pop businesses open, you need to shop local. And on the days of Amazon and all this other stuff that not only, you know, drive into a bigger town or bigger city, now you can just open up your laptop and order anything you want.
But that's true, but buying local keeps our community vibrant.
That's right.
And active.
It does. It keeps the tax money here.
Yeah,
you know,
keeps
and
us going.
And tax money is where all this other stuff comes from. So it benefits Buffalo as a whole. It benefits all of our citizens from that standpoint.
Yeah, that's why I'm a big fan of these events. I'm a big fan of shopping local because, as you mentioned, as soon as you start falling into that online shopping thing, which a lot of people get addicted to,
oh boy,
it goes right to your door. You know, it's certainly convenient in that way, but it doesn't help out your local community. Like some of these small businesses.
Well, some of us
do.
Are still weird. We actually like to see and touch the things we buy.
Yeah.
So especially as older folks. I won't go there.
But, we like to look people in the eye when we're buying it from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going out and getting your Fergalicious boots. You want to try them on first?
Yeah, of course.
So we're talking here, Mark Smith, Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, Johnson County Small Business Expo coming up middle of March. Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th. They're still taking vendors. You can download a registration form online, buffaloyo.com. Once they do that, fill it out, then they just drop it off at the chamber?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so get yourself signed up. How late do you take vendors? Obviously, if it's sold out, it's sold out. But if there's a couple of spots left the day before,
put them in there the day before if we have spots left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So get in quickly because they are going quickly, and we do invite the public to come on out and check out the stuff as well. Guys, I thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
again, Mark Smith and Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.